From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is September 11th, 2026. The city of Las Vegas is planning several events to honor those who lost their lives during the 9/11 tragedy 25 years ago. Fire Station 5 near Charleston and Valley View is hosting the service known as the Tolling of the Bells at 6:45 a.m. That's about the time the South Tower collapsed in New York City. A U.S. flag that once flew over the World Trade Center will be flown at half staff on the flagpole in front of the fire station. The station will broadcast the event over Las Vegas Fire and Rescue's communications channel and on its Facebook page. Hundreds of Las Vegas first responders are also planning to climb the steps to the top of the Strat Tower as part of the casino's annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. And finally, the Professional Firefighters of Nevada will host a memorial event Friday in downtown Las Vegas. It begins at 6 p.m. with a reading of first responders' names, followed by a parade. Diesel prices in the U.S. hit yet another record Friday, soaring past $6 a gallon on average as Washington's war with Iran disrupts the world's flow of fuel. The national average of $6.05 is up from $5.85 last week and $3.70 this time last year, according to Motor Club AAA. Higher diesel prices mean more expensive transportation for a long list of everyday goods. That's because diesel is used by many freight and delivery networks, and some businesses have already passed along steeper costs to consumers in the form of added fees on online orders and packages in the mail. Shoppers may feel more and more sticker shock, particularly in the grocery aisle. Perishable foods such as meat and produce face one of the most immediate strains of expensive diesel, because they need to be hauled in and restocked frequently, or maybe harvested using farm equipment powered by the fuel. It can take time for those costs to trickle down, but the surge in diesel prices doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon. Prices at the pump for diesel and regular gasoline, which hit on average $5.03 in Nevada and $4.29 in the U.S. Friday, closely follow that of crude oil. And oil has renewed its rise recently. This week, both Brent, the international standard, and U.S. crude surpassed $100 a barrel for the first time in months as fighting between the U.S. and Iran escalated again. Washoe County officials have released their plan for recovering from the Bug, Stallion, and Hawk fires that burned in and around Reno this summer. KTVN-TV in Reno reports. They say Phase 1 will involve removing household hazards from fire-damaged properties. Washoe County will cover the cost of the work while coordinating with the EPA. Those hazards include batteries, propane tanks, paints, and pesticides, along with other things. Property owners are responsible for Phase 2, removing structural debris, ash, and other materials left after the fires. In Phase 3, the county will work with property owners looking to rebuild. The ACLU of Nevada plans to file a brief supporting a legal challenge against Las Vegas eviction practices. That's according to the Nevada Independent. ACLU representatives say the underlying petition targets the Las Vegas Justice Court's exclusive use of unelected hearing masters in summary eviction cases. They argue that the lack of access to elected judges in this process creates due process concerns. Representatives also noted that the brief aims to restore mandatory judicial oversight rather than eliminate hearing masters entirely. Reno's new United Soccer League team announced September 9th that its new name is Reno City FC. It's the second USL team to be developed in Northern Nevada after Reno 1868 FC ended its four-season run in late 2020. Reno City will begin competing in 2028 at a site to be determined, while its 6,000-seat stadium is being built near the Reno Tahoe International Airport. Meanwhile, Las Vegas's USL team, the Lights FC, has four more home games left at Cashman Field before the 43-year-old stadium is demolished to make room for a housing development. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.